Hey everyone, Adam here. We've got an awesome episode for you today as we welcome our good friend, Jordan Hawkins, national champion of the UConn Huskies, as he is getting ready for the upcoming NBA draft. See, Jordan is part of the Lead 'Em Up family early in his high school career. Shout out to Coach Holda and Gaithersburg High School. Jordan went through 2 years of Lead 'Em Up training, probably consisting of over 20 sessions. Attending our Lead 'Em Up camp, our special event down at Catholic University at one point, all in on Lead 'Em Up. And in turn, we have been so excited to follow Jordan's journey as he's gone through DeMatha and then into college. And now as he gets ready for the NBA draft, it was a blast to sit down with Jordan and just talk about his mindset and his character as a leader, as a high-performing athlete, talk about that special UConn team and the dynamics of chemistry and culture that was living and breathing at such a high level during the run. Super fun episode. Hope you enjoy it. With that said, let's jump in to today's episode. You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A. Hey, thank you for hanging with us today. I'm Adam Bradley alongside Kyle Elmendorf of our Southeast Regional Coach to Lead 'Em Up. And I'm excited today because it's a little bit of a flashback here, man, because I get one of our guys, man, a guy that spent a handful of years with early in his high school career, young man that I've been able to watch, just so impressed with his work ethic, his drive, his determination, his growth, his maturity, so many different things, and watch him step into this stage of success that he's been stepping into. None other than my guy, Mr. Jordan Hawkins. What's up, Jordan? How you doing?
I'm great, man. Can't complain.
Of course you can't complain, man. Fresh off a national championship out in Chicago right now, getting ready for the NBA draft combine. And you declared a few weeks ago. Saw you sign today, at least announcement with CAA. And dude, it's happening. It's happening. Yeah. Are you still like, does it hit you? Like, where's your mindset right now?
Right now I'm just focusing on the task at hand. I'm just focused on getting all these interviews. Probably head to my workout soon, so turn the page to that. I mean, June 22nd is getting closer, man, so I can't wait. So.
Is all of this success still surreal to you? I mean, you know where you came from. I mean, Montgomery County, Gaithersburg. And to be where you are now, absolutely earned it and have worked hard to get there, but it's still wild.
Yeah. I found myself in this position last year. I made goals for myself before going into college. Still have them in my notes still to this day. All the goals I wanted to accomplish. And this is on to a new chapter. So I don't try to get too fed in with all I'm going through, all the success I'm having right now. Just I know I have more work to do, more stuff to prove. So,
man, so good, man. What'd you write as some of the goals? Like, were you sitting there just kind of laying out, like, hey, this is what I envisioned for myself? And what were they?
Yeah, like senior year of high school, probably just laying down one day in my bed, just thinking about things I wanted to accomplish. And one of them was winning a national championship. Being a first team All Big East, Jerry West Award finalist, all that good stuff. I mean, and I checked off 4 out of 5 on the list. Only thing I was missing was All American. So,
You know, it's interesting. I was watching. You know, it's for those that haven't followed your story. You know, you started at Gaithersburg High School. From there, you went on to DeMatha, Gatorade Player of the Year at DeMatha. There. I believe, correct? Right? Isn't that right? And and then obviously made the jump to UConn. And, you know, let's talk about that. You know, what was it about UConn as you were kind of going through that recruiting process? You know, what we saw on TV this past year was really special. You know, you can see through the TV screen that there are certain programs that just have this, like, this specialness going on. I looked at UConn that way in the tournament. I felt like Kansas State had that, right? That just that. I don't know. It's like that joy, that camaraderie. What was it about UConn? Because my guess is that you felt that, which is part of the reason why you even chose to go there.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the connection I had with Coach Early just during the recruiting process. And just the fact that, like, I was a COVID kid, so and I had to do everything through Zoom, and Coach Early was constantly checking up on me, still reaching out after every game, was watching all my games my senior year. I kept that close with me, wanted to keep that relationship. And he pushes me. He pushes me to limits that other coaches, I believe, in the country wouldn't be able to. So, yeah.
And you let him. That's a big thing, too. Right? Yeah, I think there's a lot of coaches that, like, they want to do it, but, like, the players don't let them.
Absolutely.
I mean, even looking at you, man, like, your freshman year at UConn there, you know, you had 14 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe not what you were hoping. Right. Maybe you wanted more. And like, I was pretty proud of you for like, I never heard rumblings of you jumping in the transfer portal or anything like that. Yeah. You know, like, I guess you believed, but you let coach do that too. And that's what a lot of players aren't willing to let happen.
Absolutely. I never went into college thinking I was a one and done player. I knew I needed a couple years under my belt. But having that coach that is not afraid to coach you, it's a big thing. I took it now. Like, just don't go to a school because of the name. Go to a school that cares about you, that a coach that's going to coach you. And so I think that's the biggest thing that people are missing out. So
yeah, absolutely, Jordan. I agree. And I'm really interested. I think this could speak, you know, volumes to our young athletes that are listening, is winning at the level that you've won at requires not only great skill, but definitely high level character. In your opinion, what are some of those character traits that are most important for athletes that are looking to perform at the highest level?
Selflessness, for sure. I mean, if you want to win a national championship, it takes the whole team to do it, from the walk-ons to the star players. So it takes the whole team. Everybody has to buy in. And I think even with all the transfers we had, everybody bought into the system that Coach Early had and bought them to their role. There was no complaining about somebody getting shots or somebody not getting enough shots or got enough playing time. I mean, it was such a special group, such a special locker room. I mean, everybody got along. We hung out with each other every day, all day. It was a really special group, and it's one of the best teams I've ever been a part of, if not the best. So.
How does that, to the best of your ability, Jordan, why does that matter? Like I think I know why it's so important to, like, that this group is special and we all get along, right? But, like, there's a lot of people that, just as long as you're talented, you're good, right? As long as you got talented players, like, but they don't understand that other dynamic. To the best of your ability, why does that matter? How does it actually play a role?
It may work in high school, but definitely not at this college level and professional level. So having the guys that are selfless is very, very important. I mean, we're 10 guys deep, and all the five guys that were coming off the bench, I think they could have started anywhere in the country. So the fact that they came in and bought into their role, made the best of it. It was truly special. That would have made us a championship team.
So, Jordan, I want you to talk about your specific character, right? Yeah. Because I think, to Kyle's point, when you start getting to the level you're at, like, it takes a special character. And a lot of times athletes are confused with that term character, right? Whenever they say character here, they think it's moral character, like good grades, respectful, kind. And that is part of it. Don't get me wrong. But there's an element called performance character. It's the drive, the hard work, the determination, the discipline, the passion, the focus, commitment, resiliency. Like, those are character traits. When you think about your personal character, like, where are your strengths? What has allowed you to, like, thrive at the level? Is it your work ethic? Is it your discipline? Is it your determination, your focus? Like, what is it?
I think it's my determination. I just always want to be the best player I could be. I always look at myself as the best player on the floor every time I step on the floor. And that work ethic, that's where it comes from. That's where that confidence comes from. I like to say I'm the best. I was the best shooter in the country last year. That's just me staying in the gym all last year and all my freshman year, just building that confidence. And that's where the confidence foundation comes from, staying in the gym. And I think my work ethic just leads to everything. It leads to all this. Without that, nothing is possible.
What does staying in the gym look like though for you? Yeah. Right? Like, you know, man, there are, and you know, the work we do, obviously, you experienced it and you see us online still, like, man, there are so many young people, Jordan, y'all, I'm trying to make it. Yeah. I'm trying to get to the top, and they are just clowning and they're immature and they're goofing. And like, they think they're putting in work, but they're not.
No.
And like,
I mean,
what is the level that it takes?
Pushing yourself to uncomfortability, like being uncomfortable. When you're really uncomfortable, that's how you know when you're getting better. I put myself in a lot of situations where I was uncomfortable. So it got me ready for this past season. It gets you ready for life, period. I mean, that's one thing I've learned since growing up playing basketball. It's giving me a lot of life lessons. And I'll tell you this, when you get to this level, a lot of people have been a lot of interviews with NBA teams, and they ask you what makes you different from the next guy. I mean, there's 60 guys in the draft. They only get picked 60, and there's 300 guys trying to get in there. So it what makes you different from the next guy? I'll give you a prime example. Andre Jackson, he's not a scorer. He's not the best shooter, but he's going to get drafted maybe in the first round. This off his competitiveness, his leadership. Leadership is a big thing. His energy on the court, his energy off the court, the way he carries himself, those type of things will get you drafted.
So many young people just don't get that.
Yeah.
They don't get that.
Yeah. Andre is probably like eighth leading scorer on the team, and he's going to be a first round draft pick. So,
yeah. And he's going to make it, and like, he's going to have a great career. And like, dudes like that will probably sustain in the league, right?
Right.
Because they play a role others aren't willing to play and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And he's got all those intangibles that we always talk about.
Yeah, just wanted to follow up on that. And so glad you mentioned the leadership component there, Jordan. And, you know, from your perspective, fresh off a national championship going into the draft, what advice would you give to young athletes that are looking to develop their leadership skills to where they hear what you're saying, but want to actually put some action behind it?
Yeah.
What advice would you give them on that?
I'm still working on it myself, but there's different type of leaders. You don't have to be the guy that's yelling and screaming. People lead in different ways. I have my type of leadership where I'm taking a guy to the side, just tell them what they did wrong, or and give them word of encouragement, like things like that. That's what true leadership is, and leading by example. When a guy walk in a room, say like LeBron, like you know what you're expecting from LeBron, just the way he carries himself. So the way you carry yourself is very important. And teams look at that as well. And college teams, NBA teams, whatever level you're trying to get to, they look at you, how you carry yourself off the court as well. So.
Hey guys, this is Kayla with Chick-fil-A, and this is today's Leadership Nugget. Over the years, I feel like the most respected leaders and the most respected team members at Chick-fil-A are the ones that hold themselves accountable to the very highest level of expectations. In fact, you might say that they don't even need leadership because they monitor their own decisions and they check in on their own work. They don't leave anything on the table. In fact, if they can do it better, they're going to take it every single time. It's this internal drive to do nothing less than their very best, even when nobody's watching. They know that this is what takes it to the next level. So the question is, are you fueled by an internal accountability for excellence in every decision that you make? Do you put in the same amount of effort when nobody's watching you? That's what great respected leaders do. Now let's jump back to the episode.
So Jordan Hawkins here, I remember going back, you know, your style of leadership, obviously we're years removed, but you know, I love that you brought up the fact that there's different types of leaders, because you're not the rah-rah, like super hype. Now there are moments where you'll let your like energy and passion kind of shine through.
Yeah.
Right. But like probably not the one leading the huddle each time, right, at the loudest volume. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Right?
But at the same time, that this is where I see your strengths, man. Obviously, there's an example that is high level work ethic, drive, determination, right? Oh my gosh. But I do love, like, from my perspective, and I actually shared this on the quote, man, that I shared about you after we had you on that podcast, man, back in, like, you were probably like 16 years old. I remember I just had my baby, and like, you like messaged me about it. You told the coaches, like, hey, this is where you're like, hey, Drew here, Coach Bradley just had his baby. Like, there's a caring thoughtfulness to you from a teammate standpoint. That my guess is I could probably ask teammates that have been with you over the years to say, like, how was Jordan as a teammate? And they're like, oh my gosh, he was rock solid.
Yeah.
You know, that element of, like, so when you talked about bringing and pulling a teammate aside, I can totally see that happening and being that style. And I just want young people to know, like, if you're listening, like, that's 100% leadership. That is leadership. In fact, you know, it's interesting. That's an area that I struggle in. Like, I am actually better in my role as like a rah-rah, right? I'm not that good at like pulling someone aside and having those one-on-ones and that kind of like face-to-face conversation, where if you and I were on a team together, I would need Jordan's style to complement my style. And then you put the two together and then we've got a complete style. I just say that to remind athletes, like, absolutely. I love that you said that, like, find what works for you and then stay in your lane and dominate it.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd say this, we had Andre Jackson. He's one of the best leaders I've ever been around. He's the rah-rah type of guy, but he's also the type of guy that can pull you to the side and just talk to you. I mean, he can lead it so many different ways. He leads by examples. He's an every single day guy. And I think that's a part of leadership as well. Being an everyday guy, not taking it. I can't be a leader one day, then not be a leader the next day. I mean, so that will keep you on the court in college as well.
Hey, those words will preach, Jordan.
Yeah.
Those words will preach. That's absolutely what we talk about. And all, you know, so right now, tell me what the work ethic looks like. Schedule wise, like, obviously, this week's been different with the combine, but let's say, like, you're in preparation, even over the last couple of years, what does the schedule look like for you putting in work? Give me a couple scenarios here. Let's do one scenario is your off season, like going into your sophomore year at UConn, like just a typical off season day. And then give me a in season day of a college D1 high level basketball player. So two schedules, off season, and then one just a college life in season.
Off season, wake up around 9:30. Hit the gym. Probably that's gonna be my hard workout in the morning. Get that over probably an hour 15. And I say this, we're having a workout, we're going full speed for 15 minutes is better than having a workout for going 45 minutes half speed. So I stress that a lot as well. So after I do that, go back home, take a shower, chill for a little bit, get a lift in, and hit my second workout. It's probably just going to be just shooting. Then I'll just probably eat, of course, for me. That's, I have to eat a lot, so I just maintain weight. And be done for the day. For end season, we're gonna have class. So probably wake up around like 8, have class, go to class, have practice around 12, practice for 3 hours sometimes. After that, I get some shots up after every practice, try to make 150 after every practice. Get some treatment, recovery is very important. As you start getting older, playing basketball, just managing your body, so that'll keep you on the court as well. After recovery, gotta do study hall. After study hall, probably gonna get some more shots after. If I have homework, just finish all my homework and do it all over again. So,
jeez, crashing at what time?
Crashing at like 10, 9:30, 10. Yeah, some days be long, man. Especially in season.
I'm with you on that.
Yo, what a difference. What a difference. My guess is like back in high school, you're crashing at like 12:30.
12:30 daily. Like,
just clowning on your phone, doing whatever. On my phone.
Yeah, nah, this is a job now. So like it's needs a rest.
Are you still enjoying it, man? You still loving
Absolutely.
The game?
I mean, if you're not enjoying the game, you're not playing it for the right reason. So first and foremost, you have to enjoy playing the game. I mean, I just have the opportunity to have it as my job, but I don't really look at it as a job. It's the best job in the world you can have, I think. So this enjoying the game is the biggest thing. Having fun with it, that's the number one reason why you should be playing, because you're having fun. You enjoy playing it. If you don't enjoy playing it, you might gotta find something else to do.
That's fair. Jordan, let me ask you, man. When do you think, I want you to try to remember back to an exact moment where you were like, you know what? This whole NBA thing is a real reality. Like, I know athletes say it and feel it. Like, I've got a couple guesses. Yeah. That first time at Nike Elite 100. That's one guess. That's one guess. Mm-hmm. I'd say midway through your DeMatha year, like, early in your DeMatha year, when you were really kind of showing up like great stats early on that year, knowing like the type of NBA pedigree that comes out of DeMatha, we're like, look, if I'm putting up these numbers at DeMatha, I'm in line with these guys, Oladipo, Fultz, these type of dudes.
Yeah.
Or maybe even when you went up to Massachusetts, wasn't there a big moment of like Naismith Hall of Fame game where you had like a big game and all that? Was there a moment that you think like, man, all right, this is real. Like, let's go.
I'll tell you this. I probably wasn't thinking about like, okay, this NBA stuff. I could be like a high draft pick. I could be some like really good in the NBA. I wasn't really thinking about like my sophomore year of college. I'm like, won't lie.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I think when I had like, I had a game where I had like just 25 straight. I was like, okay, I'm definitely ready for the next level now. So,
yeah, what game was that?
The Xavier game. Yeah.
So, man, that's wild, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like just playing basketball, like if you just get caught up with the NBA stuff, you're just going to put too much pressure on yourself. That's what I learned. I'm not just playing basketball just to play it. I mean, your time will eventually come, and when your time comes, you'll know. And I knew when my time was here. So
that's actually pretty mature of a response, right? Because you're basically just alluding that, like, prior to that, you were just so in the moment.
It's being in the moment. I'm telling you, I miss college so much. Like, I miss college so much. Like, if people think it's the grass is green on the side, but I'm telling you, cherish those moments you have in high school and college. It's going to be the best moments of your life. Because, like, you're going to, first of all, you get to pick where you get to play at. And you're playing with your childhood friends. And it's just a special connection that you have with those teammates that you're never going to stop. It's going to be for life. So those connections are great.
Yeah, and you know, it really feels like, you know, in the connections that you experience in that team environment, high school, collegiate, is just so genuine. It's so like real. And like, I mean, the reality is it probably won't be replicated in the same way at the pro level, right? I mean, we're talking about everyone's got so many different agendas and different things going on and stuff like that, and different age brackets and all those dynamics where I mean, you go back to just even the Gaithersburg days, like you said, your childhood friends, like hooping with your boys, like hooping with your guys, seeing them in the hallways each day.
Yeah.
Right. And just clowning and doing whatever and stuff like that. Like, dude, it's wild. Well, Jordan, man, listen, I appreciate you just taking a few minutes with us. I know this is probably like one of the busiest weeks of your life right here, going through draft combine. Yeah. I just read that you know, I'm looking Google, right? You met with the Mavericks, the other. Listen, now all your behaviors track these days, bro. Yeah. Everyone knows where you are. Like, they're reporting where you are. There is crazy, right? Like, you know what I mean? I don't even need to text Jordan to see where he's at. I'll just like Google Jordan and like see where he's at. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But listen, man,
life is social now.
It really is, man. Yeah. Best of luck to you, man. Man, proud of you. Seriously, man. Can't wait to just keep celebrating you and just kind of following along on your journey and just, man, just keep doing it for the right reasons, man. Keep your head on straight and appreciate you, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Jordan.
No problem.
On behalf of the entire Lead 'Em Up team, have fun and lead 'em up.